And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
The show, it's 102.5 The Bone. UFC 303 is right around the corner. If you want to go see it in Las Vegas, courtesy of our friends at Bud Light, it's so easy to do so. All you have to do is go to BudLightUFC.com, and you can find a list of all the locations around the Tampa Bay area that have the QR code. You need to go in there and scan it. Damn, chances are you're going to go in there drinking, having a couple of your Wednesday night Bud Lights anyway. Grab your phone, turn to it, scan the QR code, and you're automatically entered to win. You and a friend going to Las Vegas, UFC 303. You can stop by Whiskey Wings on US Highway 19 in Tarpon Springs. You can stop by the Sheldon Shell gas station on Sheldon Road in Tampa. Timeout Sports Bar in Seminole. Just a few of the locations. Go to BudLightUFC.com for a complete list of locations and get in there and get the scanning. Hurry up with that because that fight's coming up soon. The fight that I'm not going to.
Anymore. Mm-hmm.
Vinny Tickets called me the other day, and he goes, are you still going to go? Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Plenty of tickets available now.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. If Bud Light wanted to send me and a friend out there for the weekend, hell yeah.
Sure, yeah.
But I'm not paying $4,000 to go see not Conor McGregor fight.
Right.
I'm not paying to go see not Mike Tyson fight Jake Paul, I can tell you that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's turn it over to Carmen for a little bit of Sparkle. Here we go. Pap is your judge and scorekeeper. Carmen, the keeper of Sporkle. Carmen, what are we playing today?
In honor of Juneteenth, we are going to be playing famous African-Americans. Can you name the famous African-Americans?
All right. Whoever loses is racist.
Yeah. Yep.
Whoa. Happy birthday, Chad.
That's Burger Guy. Oh, it's Chad's birthday.
Yesterday was.
Spanish.
Yes.
Are you not going to tell us that Galvin's going for three in a row?
He is going for three in a row.
Yeah, I know. I just said it.
Oh, I was just reconfirming your confirmation.
Right. Okay.
Confirm the confirmation.
Yeah, affirmed.
Affirm and confirm.
All right.
All right, your first one. Pulitzer Prize nominated poet.
Oh, damn it.
Angelou.
Galvin.
The world knows one poet.
All right.
E. Cummings.
First female African-American Secretary of State.
Oh, nope.
Rice. Who?
Condoleezza Rice.
Rice.
Correct.
He said Bryce. Yeah, no, he's right.
I did.
Yeah.
Bryce Howard.
First African-American to earn a doctorate from Harvard. First African-American to earn a doctorate from Harvard.
Douglas.
King.
Washington.
Webb Boyce? Boyce? Bouse?
What? All right.
Okay. Yeah,
love him.
Civil rights activist
King.
Was assassinated in 1963.
Evers.
Yes. Mike Kelta.
All my answers are King.
Inventor and agricultural pioneer.
Whitney. I'm going to go back.
Washington.
No. Yeah, you were close.
You can finish.
Washington Senior.
No.
Damn it. Washington Senior.
No.
Douglas.
No. George Washington.
Carver.
Yeah, I couldn't get the rest of it. Damn it.
Yes.
Eli Whitney invented the cotton gin.
Yeah.
He's not even black.
Yeah, I know. That's racist. That's a racist answer.
What?
Man, that's a little harsh.
I don't like this.
I was just confused.
This makes me very uncomfortable.
Your next one. Underground Railroad conductor.
Tubman.
Pap.
Galvin.
Oh, come on. What did you say?
Tubman.
Oh, come on.
Correct.
Hogwash.
Your next one, civil rights journalist and anti-lynching campaigner.
Douglas.
Civil rights activist and anti-lynching campaigner.
Jackson. Washington.
racist in Spanish.
You're the one who said it.
You said Washington.
That's you.
Ida B. Wells.
Ida be wrong.
That's correct. Your next one won 4 gold medals at the 1936 Berlin Olympics.
Hold on.
Oh, it's...
God damn it.
Galvin.
I had to go through the whole thing. Yeah. Black fist, this. All right, yeah, there we go. Raise the fist.
You got it. First African-American Supreme Court justice.
That is...
Marshall.
Galvin and Pap. We are halfway there.
Gio and Spanish are both not on the board. They have 0 points. Mike Raised. With a single point. And Galvin is your leader right now. He's winning with 5.
No.
I can't believe I didn't get Tubman.
Carmen, did me and Chad just become best friends?
I think so. Right.
Not racist. I have 0 all the time.
Nope, that's not. Too bad. We called
it in the beginning. We established the rules. Yeah. We established the rules.
You need to get one.
I always have 0.
No.
All right. Famous African Americans. Your next one. First female millionaire.
Oprah.
First female millionaire.
Black female millionaire.
Madam C.J. Walker.
C.J. Walker.
First African-American Secretary of State.
Powell.
Jesus.
Galvin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shut up, racist.
Harlem Renaissance poet, novelist, and playwright. Harlem Renaissance poet, novelist, and playwright.
Chris Rock.
Langston Hughes.
Langston Hughes.
Langston's a great name.
It is great.
First African-American actor to win an Academy Award.
48.
That is correct, Mike Kelta. Civil rights leader and advisor to Bill
Jackson.
Clinton.
To Bill Clinton.
Civil rights leader and advisor to Bill Clinton.
The most racist.
Go ahead.
Vernon Jordan Jr.
Sorry, Jordan Jr. That's not who I was thinking of.
Okay. Most Grammy nominated artist in history.
Carrie. Beyonce.
Michael Jackson.
Most Grammy nominated artist in history.
Whitney Houston.
Quincy Jones.
Makes sense.
Aww.
First female African American CEO of a Fortune 500 company, Xerox.
How are we supposed to know that?
Yeah, come on.
History, man.
I'm going to say Jackson.
I'm going to say Zira Xerox.
Johnson.
Lewis.
Ursula Burns.
Ursula.
Yes.
It's Burns.
And Pep, we are on the last 3.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
Gio with 0. Spanish also 0. Michael has 2 points, and Galvin is your leader right now. He's winning with 6.
All right.
Famous African Americans, last 3. Here we go. 1964 Nobel Peace Prize winner.
64 Martin Luther King Jr.
Thank you. It's on the paper. Mike Kelta.
Senior really never did nothing.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. There was a junior. Civil rights activist and black nationalist.
Malcolm X.
Mike Helta.
Oh, now I got all the
I'm laying back.
And your last one. First African American to play Major League Baseball.
Mace. Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson. Mike Helta.
Did I win?
That's
no.
It.
No.
Your final score, Gio in Spanish, no movement whatsoever, still at 0. Michael with 5, and Galvin is your triumphant champion today.
Carver's
he won with 6.
Good job! Woo! Trademark
2024. I got blanked, just like Mike did earlier in the week.
Yeah, whoa, but at least Mike's not racist.
Right. I was one away from winning.
Nope, I get blanked a lot.
Nope.
This happens regularly.
Nope. Only today.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
I'll go with line 5.
All right.
Line 5.
All right. Good morning. Who's this?
Scott.
Scott, you're a black gentleman?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, you were a winner anyway.
Sorry, you can't win. Yep.
Please hold on. Carmen will grab you during the break, and we'll hook you up with a prize. All right, buddy?
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. All right. What do we have coming up in news, Calvin?
Well, relax, everybody. Let's everybody relax. I would like for each one of you individually to do the name game with your name and then say a statement about me being awesome. So Mike, what? Mike, Bobike, Banana, Fan of Fofike, Calvin is the greatest in the world. Something along those
Mike,
lines.
Mike, Bobike, Banana, Fana, Bobana, Galvin knows how to drive boats.
Okay. I like it. I mean, a little more enthusiasm.
I don't really know the song.
So yeah, you can just
I didn't want to say the wrong words.
Anthony, Bob Anthony. Anthony, Bob Anthony, Fee-Five, Fof Anthony. Galvin has great hair.
All right. I like it. G-O-G-O, Bobio, Banana Fan of Fofio. Galvin is cool.
I like it. All right. There we go. First round. Not bad.
First time. Not bad. I like it.
All right. Galvin, in the style of the name game, tell us where you're coming up in news.
No, you don't, man.
Sorry.
Coming up in news today, we got Hot Heat, The Full Experience, and Bringing Tipsy Back.
All right. Galvin has your news. We'll do that next. We got an open letter coming up at 8 o'clock. Martin Gramatica is coming by. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah & Farrah Personal Injury Attorneys